Tämän viikkomessun evankeliumi on
the gospel of this is last Sunday's text, which is the truth and the falsehood. It is written in the 8th chapter of Matthew. It's verses 13 to 14, and we arise to hear the Holy Gospel. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Amen. This gospel is short. It is part of Jesus' speech on the Mount, where listeners were a multitude of people and his disciples. While this text is short, so it contains it regarding eternal salvation of man, most important matters, how one makes it to the eternal life. It instructs and speaks how what is repentance. It is an exhortation to repentance. It is one of the most central matters in this text. Repentance is receiving God's grace. It is rebirth. Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night, as we have heard spoken, he did not understand what is it all about. It is rebirth. It kindles will for a person to obey all that God wants and wishes, and to follow the Savior, Jesus Christ, whom God sent in our midst. He put in his time the kingdom where he who believes the gospel can live a secure life in the shield of the wings, as has been chosen, selected for the motto of these services, which you can see by the altar here. That is what it means. It means living as a member of his body. From God's kingdom is called oftentimes the body of Christ. We are its members. Exactly. By the great grace of God, it is a wondrous, marvelous thing. The Holy Spirit, it guides us in the doctrine and in life and in suffering, also in suffering. It is endeavor which this world doesn't seem to understand. There is much speech about God, much speech about Jesus, but hardly anything about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, which he who believes the gospel, God's child, has received in his heart, it hears what God speaks and what the Son speaks. It is the unity of the Spirit to the Creator and the Redeemer. The Spirit makes life, as the old translations say, that the letter kills, but the Spirit makes living. Many wonder in this world out loud how the conservative Lestadians, how in their speech there is something different from that you hear in this world. It reaches many people all over the world. You don't need to understand. You don't need to wonder because it is the Holy Spirit. Because God acts through His Spirit. So the grace kingdom of God, from there, goes away to the kingdom of glory in heaven. This kingdom Jesus brought in our midst in the fall, in the sin. When this mankind fell in such sins entirely that a middleman was needed, our Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, He came in this world, on this earth. We do not have from ourselves anything good. We need God's power. This in when we come to the community, we come here to get empowered. We can hear the gospel and be strengthened in the bread and in the wine, in the body of Christ and in the blood of Christ. This blood was shed cleanses us when we wish to receive and believe the gospel. And at the table, communion table, we meet the Savior Himself. He is present through His Spirit. He is also by the Father on the right-hand side praying for us, for His children. Therefore, this miniature gospel set tells the reason why this had to happen. How God loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that no one who believes in Him would not perish, but would receive the eternal life. It is such a marvelous matter. In sin, there is always unbelief and leaving God, or to change God's word, or get rid of it, leave it. Brothers and sisters dear, isn't it a fortunate matter that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father, has laid this festive table thinking of you and me? And those hands with nail holes, they keep the gate of grace open. I'm thinking at this moment, you who are hearing or through the media, whom the enemy of the souls has deceived, has been preaching, and you do not have any possibility, chance. You have lost everything. But as long as those hands with those nail holes are keeping the grace door open, the one who has left has a possibility to return back. For God is calling through His Spirit as long as He sees it good and necessary. Why did Jesus say, He said that the gate is narrow? Because man himself makes it narrow. And one cannot enter with reason, by reasoning, or psychological matters, or by changing God's word, or not by doing good, but man needs to humble into repentance, and then there is a chance to enter through this gate, receive the grace of repentance, believe the gospel, for in those part the Bible, in the Bible there are several portions where Pilate, for instance, asked the truth. The truth was standing before him. Pilate did not understand it. As well, the landlord Felix, when the apostle was holding a speech and he was tested and asked and questioned how he, the apostle, had found the living God and his kingdom and the faith, Felix said, "That is foolish. That doctrine makes you foolish. In the eyes of the world, it seems it's oftentimes foolish. But we who have believed, we through by faith, through the opened eyes of the Holy Spirit, we have seen what we have received truly. For this reason, the enemy of the soul, this time, he is in a hurry." Because he knows that his time is running in such a manner, which also is straying people through one's own reasoning and philosophies, and it makes work is offering a wider way which leads further from God. It is ruining God's word. This is what we see in this time. It is angry at God's child. As we have often heard, and we think in our heart, none of us has but only love towards those who have not found this kingdom, have not entered. For the enemy of the soul has thinner and thinner networks through which he is calling, and also by utilizing a lot of technology, which is per se good, but the enemy is able to utilize it. Therefore, Jesus says that only few find there. There are many kind of explanations. When I have met people in everyday life, in my time, in my office as pastor, I saw that they truly have questions. That one person one time said, "I do understand and know that you should believe that way, but it is not time. The time is not here yet." One person said, "I do know that you should do that way, but what do my friends say if I repent?" These kind of people, there are many, and one's own conclusions, and one thinks that if one repents, that how is it able to remain there? But God will give the strength. One forgets it. None of us would be here believing in this mutual festival if God wouldn't have taken good care of us in His Holy Spirit. So it is those vain explanations which is offered from this world. The worst is that people get offended if you approach them with grace and truth, and above all, with love. We cannot approach an outsider but with love. Jesus says that do not judge if you wouldn't be judged in his Sermon on the Mount. God's child cannot judge but only with mercy. But often it happens so that, as it's said in the Bible, when you speak about peace, they begin the war, a war. And the question is not about this, that God's children would condemn or condemn. No. We don't have such power. We wish to speak about love, which only affects us in God's, through God. For the gospel is God's power unto all who believe. I think that the letter to the Romans, this portion where the apostle says, there comes visible what the world does not realize when Paul writes, do you despise it, his goodness? And now comes an important point. Yeah, you don't know that God is the goodness. God's goodness is drawing you to repentance. Don't you see, dear listener of the word of this time, you, when you have sat down quietly by the media or have come to these services, summer service, that God's goodness is drawing you unto repentance. God has a good intention. Luther says that God do not wish to punish man, but to save him. That is what we have experienced when we think about ourselves. One needs to wonder and think how a person like this has been able to own the most precious matter, participation and of God's child. For the most important matter is to know the Lord Jesus Christ and be God's child. When one meets trials, one person had trials and the doctor said that he is seriously ill. The young father was crying. Why does God punish me? And the wife was expecting a baby whom he wouldn't see. The pastor had to explain him that the question is not about God's punishment. But we all know that when we are tried, so God himself is present. God himself is in there, present. A good comparison is, or parable, that gardener wants to cleanse the branch. He is so close to it that it would bear a better fruit. This is what is the question. He doesn't, when God tries, God calls in different ways through the fates of life in the phases of nations, but especially in his word, which we heard here, like Paul said, don't you know that God's goodness and God's love is drawing you into repentance? It is important that before this exhortation, according to Luke, when Jesus had said these words, this gospel word, someone asked prior to this, are there only few who will inherit the salvation? Jesus did not reply. It was secondary. We believers, we shouldn't think about this if there are many. We preach only the sermon of faith, this gift we are offering that we himself have received, you and I. It is the greatest gift. For before these words, Jesus says this golden rule, what you wish to do for yourself, do it the same for them. He who has received the grace of repentance has a spirit to speak about this to all. Faith makes action. This is the gospel. As God's child, one is not preserved without the love of another, the other believer. Oftentimes, one may think, but God is patient. In conclusion, if you think about this, how patient God is, we do remember Lot's family, which was living in Sodom. He was praying for those ones who were hitting back of the door, and he wished to speak with love to them while the enemy was seizing the house. But they did not want to believe. The question in God's kingdom has always been the primary question, as Jesus himself asked. Do you wish to become healthy? Do you wish to believe? And it is still like this. This is the question how that is calling, awakening man, also such a person whose conscience has been awakened. It is God's work from the beginning to the end. And then one only needs to ask if I want to be. And there are no sin lists, like the word sin, that you need to like list out all kind of sins. But in conclusion, I wish to tell one thing. As the robber on the cross, he did not have time to tell about his doings. But Jesus saw in his heart. In one place, one locality, an accident happened and was hit by a car, was about to die. People gathered around him on the street, as people always do. They were waiting for the ambulance. And then a young boy came to the place with Down syndrome. And ask one question from this hurt one. Do you want to believe sins forgiven? And the young man, dying man, said, I wish. He did not need to list out anything. There is silence at the place. Kingdom was low in that moment. There are such ones in our midst, our home priests who are teaching us childlike faith. Do you want to believe? This is the question. Therefore, at this evening, dear listeners of the word, brothers and sisters, when we come to the communion table, we are not asked anything else, nothing special. Only that, do you want to believe? Do you want to believe in this time, which reminds that of Daniel's time? Matters were well outwardly then, but they missed heaven, yearned for heaven, and the world was ungodly. This evening, it suffices us only one question, and that Jesus replies, don't we, brothers and sisters, this evening ask this: when we have come and been able to come to these opista services at Can I Yet Believe? And what does Jesus Christ reply? Dear brother and sister, my whatever, if you listen, the good shepherd is looking at you. You timid, doubting, weary, stumbling one. You can believe, sins forgiving in Jesus' name and atoning blood. Unto joy, freedom, and unto peace, freedom, and joy. You can be in good cheer in Jesus' name. All sins are forgiven. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. And we come to the communion table. Dear brothers and sisters, all sins are forgiven. Brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name, blood. Brothers and sisters, I cannot see you all. Bless each other. Here is our strength. And when we continue like this, we can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and you before the receiver at the receiver. If this belongs to me, I have thought about this. That I have been listening to the summer radio. You who have switch on the radio and listen to the summer service radio and heard how people live in God's kingdom, how people are loved, how the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ, how the Lord Jesus Christ is himself calling and inviting and drawing. As the apostle says, don't you know that God's goodness is drawing you into repentance? So this way, by the receiver, you also can remain believing all sins and doubts and temptations in Jesus' name and atoning blood. We say in Jesus' name, Amen.